the elephant. Now turn and look toward the sun. Black Mountain is again taking its position as the chief of the mountains, sloping from its clearly cut crest off toward the south and west. At its north end is the elephant. See his well-formed head toward the west? His eye and that rift in the mountainside is the outline of his massive jaw. The wrinkled neck and great rounded back are there, with scattered bristles of dead pines clearly defined against the bright sky beyond. You must call on your imagination to supply the trunk, for he came before the lake was such a fashionable watering place as at present, and not feeling the need of a change of raiment, left his trunk behind. Over beyond the spot where all well-disposed elephants are wont to disport their fly-frightener is Sugarloaf Mountain. The name alone describes it. Its summit from a little distance beyond Sabbath Day Point looks very like a pig lying down, his sharp snout pointing toward the east. These animals are a part of the lot created in the beginning, and were probably overlooked by Noah. But for all that, they are remarkably well preserved and will undoubtedly stand for some time yet. At the foot of the elephant, we see cleared fields once more, and in the southernmost one is a white farmhouse where Hiram Vowers lives, and where during the summer, enthusiastic sportsmen find a home free from the annoyance of the crowd and unfettered by the claims of fashionable society. Good fishing is found among the islands that line the shore. The slope commands a fine view of the lake each way, and from its exposed position is cool and airy.